W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden wants to hold airlines accountable for scrapping or delaying flights. CBS's Stephen Portnoy explains from the White House.
American air travelers deserve better, and that's what we're going to do. That's what we're doing here today.
He says his administration will put a rule in place later this year, aiming to force the airlines to compensate flyers for meals, hotel stays, and ground transportation.
Cash, miles, and or travel vouchers whenever they're the ones to blame for the cancellation or delay.
We are learning more about the shooter who used an assault-style rifle to murder eight people outside of a mall in Allen, Texas. CBS's Omar Villafranca's there.
Two sources tell CBS News that the shooter had a patch on his clothing that said RWDS, and they believe that stands for Right Wing Death Squad, associated with extremists and right-wing neo-Nazi groups. But investigators also say that they're trying to see if he may have been associated with the cartel or prison gangs.
His motive is also a mystery. Down in Brownsville, Texas, police are still working to identify victims of a deadly crash that killed another eight people, some of them migrants. Police Chief Felix Salcida.
It has been a very tiresome process, but one that we are deeply committed to doing and accomplishing. We are working with the Venezuelan government right now, and we have also reached out to other embassies.
Police haven't said whether the driver hit them on purpose. But it comes as Title 42 is set to expire in a few days. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's deploying a new National Guard unit to help Border Patrol deal with an expected influx.
They will be deployed to hot spots along the border to intercept, to repel, and to turn back migrants who are trying to enter Texas illegally.
The U.S. Senate Commerce Committee will vote on Wednesday on a new bipartisan rail safety legislation, and part of that will include technology requirements to identify potential equipment failures. It follows the massive train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, back in February. The measure also increases penalties up to $10 million for any safety violations. It is getting more dangerous to deliver the mail these days. CBS's Kimmy McCormick explains.
Many postal carriers are being robbed at gunpoint nationwide, more than 500 last year, according to figures obtained by the Associated Press. That's a 78% increase over the year before. They've more than quadrupled over the past decade. Union officials are calling the situation completely unacceptable, and they're demanding action from the Postal Service.
Stealing mail can land people in prison. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane McNair. Here's what you need to know. U.S. safety regulators are investigating possible electrical problems in older Dodge Journeys after a Wisconsin woman died after being trapped inside her burning SUV in December. A complaint filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says 73-year-old Mary Fromm pulled over when warning lights started flashing, the wipers came on, the windows wouldn't go down, and the doors wouldn't unlock. The complaint alleged the fire apparently started in the engine and spread, trapping from inside. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making a stop in Wisconsin Saturday to speak at the Lincoln Day dinner put on by the Republican Party of Marathon County. DeSantis expected to announce this month he'll be running for president. DeSantis has recently appeared in Iowa and New Hampshire, which have the first presidential nominating contest in the Republican Party. I'm Jane McNair. This is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay is $18 per hour. Contact Tiffany Sanchez now at 414-841-2972. That's 414-841-2972. Join the Horizon Healthcare team today. Contact Tiffany Sanchez at 414-841-2972.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to give you some facts, some data. The next time you get in a conversation with anybody and they say, well, Biden's not doing a good job on the economy. You know, he's a Republican or maybe an independent. Biden's not doing a good job on the economy. Let me tell you the truth. I'm going to give you some facts right here. First of all, I'm going to put aside for the fact that there were 253 jobs created in April, which is well over 100,000 more than everybody had anticipated. Listen to this. 33.8 million jobs were created in the 16 years that Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were president. 33.8 million. 12.7 million have been created in the 27 months that Joe Biden has been president. Only 1.9 million jobs were created in the 16 years that George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush and Donald Trump were president. So 1.9 for all of them, but 33.8 million for Clinton and Obama in 16 years and 12.7 for Biden in a little over 2 years. The next time anybody tells you about job creators, the Republicans are job killers. The Democrats are job creators. The gross domestic product, GDP, the growth of the country under Biden, is increasing at three times the rate under Trump, three times GDP. Somebody shines you with GDP, say, don't shine me with GDP. Biden has increased it three times over Trump. This is an incredible one. Jobs have been created at 50 times the rate under Biden as they were under the last three Republican presidents, both Bushes and Trump, 50 times. Right now under Joe Biden, unemployment is 3.4%. That's the lowest in peacetime since World War II. And it is the lowest at all since the late 1960s, the Vietnam War. Biden is the third straight Democratic president to see a big decline in unemployment in the United States. That would be him, Obama, and Clinton. Unemployment went up under the last three Republican presidents. So don't shine me with any talk about unemployment and jobs. This is amazing. Since 1989, 49 million new jobs have been created in the United States since 1989. 47 million of them were under the Democratic presidents. It's 96%, basically all of them. Biden has produced the lowest numbers for the underinsured and the lowest numbers for poverty rates in American history. It's not just a question, is Biden done a better job than Trump? All Democratic presidents going back 40 years have done a better job than all Republican presidents. We're going to go to the lines. Tom of L.A., my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hey, Matt. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that.
You got it?
Second is that we just need to remember the Republicans are the pro-death party. They're pro-death with the capital punishment. They're pro-death with jobs. They're pro-death with people actually being able to eat and afford life. They're pro-death in terms of getting a vaccination. They are just the pro-death party. And I would love for the Democrats to actually start having the chops to start calling them the pro-death party, because they truly are. They only get one reason to be called the pro-life party, and that's because they, for some reason, think that just because a woman has the right to choose means that she's going to choose to actually terminate a pregnancy, which isn't actually the truth. A woman, most women actually choose to carry pregnancy to full term. So it's either the government's right to choose or a woman's right to choose. And this government, under the Republican rules,
are the party
of the pro-death.
You've baked a lot of issues in there. Let me right now limit it to the economic. And you're absolutely right. They are job killers. They are job killers. 96% of the jobs that have been created since 1989 have been under the Democratic presidents. And, you know, this feeds into the debt limit. And I want to give you an update on that. We'll get back to the lines. We see other people on the lines. First of all, 3.5 weeks from now is the deadline that Janet Yellen has given us that possibly 3.5 weeks from now, possibly will be when the country defaults on its debt. Now, I've been advocating for some time that Joe Biden, if we have our back to the wall because the Republicans stab us in the back, that Joe Biden will invoke the 14th Amendment, which requires, as a matter of the U.S. Constitution, that the full faith and credit of the United States never be called into question, never be called into question. Well, 3.5 weeks ago, here is the scorecard. Janet Yellen has been publicly saying, well, Congress has to raise it or we could default. I'm beginning to think that Biden is a very, very sharp cookie. I am beginning to think he's told Yellen to say that. He's keeping this ace up his sleeve. They're meeting this week, tomorrow. Kevin McCarthy, the leaders in the House and the Senate, to try to get this thing done through Congress. But I think that McCarthy is not in good faith. I'll tell you what. McCarthy is not in good faith because there are about 30 people in the House who want the United States to go into default. They hate the United States. They hate Biden. They want to drag him down, and they're going through. It's a ruse. They're going through a fake deal. There's nothing that Biden could do that would make them change their votes. And why is that significant? Because first of all, if McCarthy were like Boehner or Ryan, he'd go to Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader of the Democrats, and say, all right, I have 30 skunks who want to stab the United States in the back. Give me 30 Democratic votes over and above what you got. For instance, Hakeem Jeffries has said we have 213 votes, but the Republicans are giving none. All they have to do is give five. So flip it around. McCarthy can say, I have 190 votes. I have 200 votes for a clean debt limit increase. Give me 30 more and I'll ram it through myself. He's not going to do that. So three people have come out, three people, very important people, in the last, well, couple of days, maybe a week. Bill Clinton, one of the great presidents in the 20th century, came out and he said, if I were president and they did this, I would increase the debt limit as a matter of executive order and order the Treasury and the Federal Reserve to pay our debt under the 14th Amendment. He said that. Secondly, a few days ago, Paul Krugman is a Nobel Prize winning economist. He won the Nobel Prize for economics. He writes for the New York Times, and he said, people sometimes say that it would be wrong for Biden to increase it under the 14th Amendment. He said, that's baloney. That would pay the bonds. That's what people care for in the bond market, and he should just do it. But the final one today, Larry Tribe, he's a constitutional law professor at Harvard University, and he had been opposed to using the 14th Amendment. He came out with a great article, and you know what he said? He said, there are two laws that are in conflict in our government right now. There's the 14th Amendment, which is the supreme law because it's in the Constitution. And then there's also this congressional law they passed saying there had to be a second vote on paying our debt, even though Congress had already approved the money and it had been spent. He said, they're in conflict. What do you do when there are two laws in conflict? You look at what Abraham Lincoln did during the Civil War. And during the Civil War, there was a law against his suspending the writ of habeas corpus because he wanted to get control of all the Confederate agents who were infesting the government and the Constitution. And you know what he said? He said, when the laws are in conflict, I'm the president, I make the decision, and I'm going to enforce the greater law, which is the Constitution. And what Larry Tribe said, and I agree with him 100%, Joe Biden has to enforce the greater law. Now, if Joe Biden comes right out and says that right now, the Republicans sit back, lie in the weeds, try to cause problem in the courts. So I think what Joe Biden should do, and what I suspect he is going to do, negotiate in good faith. But first of all, McCarthy's not in good faith. He's never said anything in good faith. He's never uttered the truth in his life except by accident. And secondly, he won't be speaker long if he cuts a deal because he had to agree with the tarantulas of the far right in the Republican Party that they could yank him by one representative calling for another vote. One representative. So it used to be about 20% of them had to do it. He can't afford to cut a deal. This is all a fake on his part. I think Biden has to at least give the appearance that he's negotiating to satisfy people and make them feel good and he's doing the right thing. But when push comes to shove at the end of May, when this thing is going nowhere, I think Joe Biden has to go on television and say, my fellow Americans, like Abraham Lincoln, I'm faced with a choice. There are two conflicting laws, one of them a congressional statute, and the other one the U.S. Constitution under the 14th Amendment. The congressional statute is being abused by a handful of people on the far right. I, like Abraham Lincoln, will enforce the Constitution, and he'll simply order the Treasury, order the Federal Reserve to pay our debts. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6 inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 45, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs level off around 65. Lows level off around 46 tomorrow night. Mainly clear Wednesday with a high of 72. 74 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right back to the lines. Don't hang up in order. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're first. Thanks for calling us for my day, Bob.
Okay, let me make an economic comment, and then I want to talk about mass shooters and so forth. I studied a century of military spending versus the economy, and there is a strong negative connection. And when I look at it more closely recently, the 21st century, the buildup after 9/11 cost 3 million manufacturing jobs. And you just see the manufacturing jobs disappear every time there's a military buildup. The correlation
Hold on, Bob. Here's the deal on the military buildup, though. Right now, we have the Ruskies in Ukraine. We have the Chinese threatening Taiwan. We have Iran threatening a nuclear weapon. This is not the time to cut military spending. I agree that our greatness as a nation is based on our values, our constitution, and it's based on our economy. That said, you have got to be able to stand up to all of these adversaries. So thanks very much for calling. I appreciate it. Next one up, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's for my day, Bill?
Great show. I heard you talking about Biden's record, which needs to be mentioned a lot, especially in advertising for the election. But here's something people have to wrap their head around. Now, the president, the Republicans have a candidate. He has 26 sexual assaults, 2 impeachments, 11 bankruptcies, and tax evasion charges. That's the best you can offer America? Really? When I was a little kid in school, you looked up to the president. And can you imagine a man now saying to his son, yeah, look up to this guy, 26 sexual assaults, 1 tax evasion, 11 bankruptcies, and 2 impeachments. The best they got. All this stuff means this. The people supporting them, if that's what they support, they have zero integrity, zero diplomacy, zero intelligence, and zero honesty, and we give them the right to speak? That's the best they've got? You got to be kidding me. You know, they won't elect a homeroom president in high school if he had a record like that, much less a president. You got to be kidding me. What are these people thinking? We're stupid? Oh, what? You know, come on. Everybody has a few sexual assaults. Everybody has a couple impeachments. Everybody has bankruptcies 11 times. What do you want? No, we want better. We want quality. How much of that does Biden have? Absolutely zero. And they think Biden is not the answer? Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah. Bill, I think the Biden campaign should should appoint you as their head of advertising. I'm not kidding. That was terrific. Thanks. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. That was a cool call, Bill. I just wanted to add, you have to pay your debts, and then after you pay your debts, then you can negotiate the way you want to move forward after that. But the Republicans don't seem to understand this point. Pay your debts, then move on and talk about future debts. Also, I have one other caveat here, if you will, the border. The border is actually, it's kind of scary down there. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. And that, in my mind, is the one thing that could hurt Biden down the road here. So thanks for taking my call, Matt.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. And let me tell you, everybody, when I led off this the two segments with all the economic data showing that Democratic presidents had created 96% of the jobs since 1918, and that Biden himself had created so many when the Republicans had 1.9 million over three presidencies. It's important to get that information out. It's important to get that information out because the polls that are coming out right now, Biden is obviously in the hot seat. He's the president doing a very, very fine job. But it's easy for these clowns on the other side to lob grenades. They're all lazy as hell and they don't do anything. Okay. So what do we do about all this? Well, if the immigration question, the old Title 42 restriction is expiring right now, and there's a mass of people on the other side. It is chaos in El Paso and a lot of these places, and this business of busing them to New York and Chicago is creating a reaction. There has got to be, and this they're not going to do it in Congress, Paul, okay? Because there has already been an attempt by Biden to have legislation introduced. The Republicans walk away from it. The Democrats won't give in to what the Republicans want. It's got to be done by executive order. And quite frankly, I think we're benefited by a lot of immigration. We're not benefited by all immigration. And we're not benefited by immigration that just is willy-nilly coming across. So I don't know what it's going to take, but a couple of ideas would be, if you want asylum in the United States, you have to apply in your home country somewhere. We put up a consul and let them do it. And people that try to come in, unfortunately, just have to be returned. You cannot simply open up our country to everybody who wants to walk in. And just because they use the word asylum, that creates a legal proceeding, could potentially counsel a judge, release while we think about it. They don't come back. That can't be done. It can't be done. There are 8 billion people in this world, and about 5 billion of them are in bad circumstances, would love to come here. A lot of it's for economic reasons. They're all human beings. We'd love to accommodate them. We can't accommodate them all. And if the Congress is not going to do something, I agree with you that Joe Biden is going to have to. Having said that, can you imagine Donald Trump being president? He is Putin's agent. What would he do in Ukraine? What would he do with NATO? I know what he'd do. He'd yank us out. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The Biden administration's working to bolster passenger rights when airlines cancel or delay a flight. CBS's Chris Van Cleve explains.
Meal or meal voucher, overnight accommodations, ground transportation to and from the hotel, as well as rebooking either on that existing airline or on another airline when there's a cancellation.
A driver is facing manslaughter charges in Brownsville, Texas now for allegedly killing 8 people at a bus stop. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The police saying they have not yet determined whether or not this was intentional. The suspect, a rich criminal history to the tune of 22 charges.
Former President Trump's rape trial continues today in New York. CBS's Graham Cade says author E. Jean Carroll's attorney highlighted his reported lies during a deposition.
She said Carroll's accusation that he came upon her in a, what she said was a semi-public place, a department store, that it fit a pattern of behavior for former President Trump.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. People all over Wisconsin are coming to grips with the death of a Western Wisconsin sheriff's deputy shot and killed over the weekend. Katie Lysing was in the midst of a traffic stop in St. Croix County when the man she'd stopped shot her. Other officers later found the suspect dead. It appears he killed himself. Governor Evers' threat to veto proposed changes to Wisconsin's shared revenue system may be having an effect. For now, the bill requires sales tax increases in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to go to referendum. Democrats say Milwaukee needs new funding too much to leave it to a vote.
Without the increased sales tax, Milwaukee will face insolvency January 1st, 2025. There's no exceptions.
That's State Senator LaTanya Johnson on Sunday's Upfront program on Channel 12 in Milwaukee. In sports, the Brewers host the Dodgers tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Gene.
Great show as usual. Matt, wonderful. I'm so glad you brought up all those important things that Biden's done. Bill and Wisco Paul, outstanding. They are Robin Hoods. You know, they take from the poor, any kind of programs to help the poor and give it to their rich supporters. And, you know, Trump, you know, really had a work ethic. Remember, he didn't want to get started too early in the morning because he was too busy watching how everybody was covering him on the television. And then remember, nobody could brief him because they had to break it down in little sentences because his attention span, his understanding of world issues weren't too good. And we've heard that from everybody, even people that worked under him. Also, the guy didn't tell the truth. Hardly ever. So we have to always worry about, is this guy lying to us or telling us the truth? And also, you know, like Putin and his buddies, attacked our allies while praising our adversaries. Right. So, yeah, this guy, he don't have nothing going for him. And, you know, I'll tell you something. I got a feeling that people who really are going to vote for Biden aren't going to tell anybody that's serving them because of all the violence and hatred and chaos that's going on in our country right now. So, you know, keep your hopes up because I do believe yep. Biden is the right guy, and I know a lot of Republicans who support him, too. So I'm not yep. worried about this one. Thank you, Matt, so much.
Gene,
for the work you
thanks
do.
For calling in, as always. Yeah, and I'll tell you this. You know, polls come and polls go, and a month ago, everything's great. Now, they say Biden's favorables are down a little bit. They're going to go back up. The thing about Donald Trump, and I'm just going to say this because there are Republicans listening to this and there are independents listening to this. It's not a question of his being a Republican or not being a Republican. He is an agent of Vladimir Putin. And he's an agent of Vladimir Putin because he has been paid by Putin. Eric Trump, his son, told the journalist some time ago that they get funded by the Russians. They get funded by the Russians because the American banks won't give money anymore because Trump cheated them so often in the bankruptcies of his casinos. I personally believe that the Steele report that said he was engaged in hanky-panky with prostitutes in a Moscow hotel room who were really KGB agents, and he has some apparently very, very exotic sexual tastes that his own supporters would not like to see on a video, that plays into it. But certainly the money plays into it. He will yank us out of NATO. He will expose Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. He will expose the Czech Republic. He'll expose Romania. This is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. He is not loyal to the United States. And some Republicans are not loyal to the United States. Tucker Carlson is one of them. Tucker Carlson is one of them. And these other Republicans who attack Ukraine, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is not loyal to the United States. Now, let me give you a quick update on Ukraine and Russia, and then I'm going to go right to the line, so don't hang up. Russia is now using phosphorus bombs in Bakhmut. Now, phosphorus bombs are illegal. You drop them, and a kid or a civilian gets one of those things that's burning on their skin. Not supposed to do it. We've outlawed chemical warfare. They're dropping phosphorus bombs, number one. We have got to step up our support of Ukraine. The Russian savages are sadists. They're genocidal sadists. And there are a couple of things that has got to be done. They are bombing civilians, women, children, old people, the phosphorus and everything else. In warfare, going back to Sherman's March to the Sea and the Civil War in the 1860s, warfare has become attacks on civilians. That's true in the First World War, true in the Second World War. It's been true ever since. Sadly, sadly, you can't win a war if they're attacking your civilians and you can't attack their civilians. Ideally, Ukraine would drop bombs on St. Petersburg and Moscow, on Nevsky Prospect, and I've been in Nevsky Prospect in St. Petersburg, on St. Isaac's, blow the hell out of all of them. But they can't do it. And I'm not advocating it. Why am I not advocating it? Because Russia has nuclear weapons, and at some point they would retaliate and we'd be in a nuclear war. But there is a way to get their civilians, and that is their bank accounts. Sanction every civilian, everybody in Russia, for being complicit in this Nazi genocidal attack. Freeze their bank accounts. Take all Russian money, state money on deposit in the United States, is about $300 million, and use it to support Ukraine and to replenish our own armaments that we're sending to Ukraine. Sanction all Russians. You know, occasionally now they come and go, oh, we're sanctioning this one and that one. Sanction them all. If they're Russian, they get sanctioned. If they turn out to be good people who are helping to stop the war, they can make that case. The other thing that Russia does not understand, and that our people in counterintelligence and our people, frankly, in just beaming this message on social media and everything else, is this. They are surrounded on the east by China. They have a border with China. Mongolia, Islamic countries to the south. And with all of them, Russia has stolen land from them going back, especially with the case of China, to the Opium Wars in the 1850s. China stole almost 2 million square kilometers in the 1850s. And right now, the borders that they have with China and the China, there are 8 million Russians trying to hold land that had belonged to China, and there are 145 million Chinese right across the border. At some point, I think that we have got, and I don't want China any more than I want Russia near Alaska, near Siberia and all that. Our State Department will have to figure it out. But I got to tell you something. The Russians should understand that the Chinese are simply licking their chops like wolves looking at lambs. And Russia is not going to hold on to that land very much longer if they continue to do what they're doing in Europe. And Ukraine is Europe. And the final thing I'll say is this. The International Atomic Energy Commission has warned of a nuclear meltdown and accident at the Zaporizhia nuclear plant in Ukraine. It's been occupied by Russia. It's not producing energy right now, but there's nuclear waste all over the place, and the Ruskies are being negligent about it, and there's fighting going on there. And the IAEC, the International Atomic Energy Commission, has said we have real concerns that there will be a breakdown there. Right now, there are five-hour lines to escape Zaporizhia. If you're Ukrainian, you're liable to be killed by the Russians. But there's an absolute urgency. There's an urgency to the United States continuing even more substantial aid, longer-range HIMARS, whatever aircraft and air defense missiles they need. We did send them Patriots. Joe Biden sent them Patriots, and that has shot down even hypersonic missiles. Right now, the Ukrainians are putting up a magnificent defense and actually an offense to drive them out. They're hitting Crimea. We have got to speak with one voice as the United States. The Republican Party is riddled with traitors to our foreign policy. When I say our foreign policy, bipartisan foreign policy that goes back to Dean Acheson and Harry Truman back in the 1940s. It's kept the lid on things in the world. It's kept us preeminent. It's kept our allies safe. And it's done by our using surrogates. And the clown Trump, because he's being blackmailed by Putin, would yank us out of NATO, betray our allies, and the Republican Party, some of them go along with them. If you do that, you're in the Republican Party, you're a traitor to the United States. You're a traitor to the United States. Okay, we're going to go back. There are interesting developments, and I say that not in a good way. The Chinese have a proverb that says, may you live in uninteresting times. May you live in uninteresting times, because interesting times are usually dangerous as heck. Well, let me tell you what some of the Republican states are doing right now. Fortunately, in Georgia, the 8 of the fake electors there have gotten immunity from Fannie Willis to testify. She's going after the fake electors down there. That's a good thing. Why aren't we going after the fake electors in Wisconsin and in Michigan and in Arizona and everywhere else? Why is Fannie Willis, who's not an attorney general, only a DA, doing it? Because she has a lot of guts, that's why. She has a lot of guts. They can be prosecuted at the state level, and they should, because Merrick Garland doesn't appear to be going anywhere anytime soon. But the interesting, in other words, in a bad way thing in Georgia, the Georgia governor just signed legislation rammed through by the right-wing gerrymandered Georgia legislature, and he's a right-wing pro-gerrymander Republican himself, setting up a state oversight commission to dismiss district attorneys that they don't like. And the fear is that they'll dismiss Fannie Willis, because she may prosecute Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and the fake electors. Believe it or not, that's going on down there. Senate Bill 92, it was. Senate Bill 92. And they do it in a fake way. They always do it in a fake way. Here's what they're doing. They go, well, we're going to look at these people, and is she prosecuting marijuana cases? Enough of them to satisfy us? And she does not she prosecutes murders, gangs, corruption, theft. She prosecutes drug dealers. Guy smoking a joint and arrested, he gets a municipal ordinance violation. Oh, that's terrible. But we got to yank her. That's the kind of stuff they do down there. That is the kind of stuff they do down there. Does she prosecute abortion doctors? No? Oh, no. Well, we can't have her as a DA. It has nothing to do with Trump being prosecuted. That's what's going on down there. That is what is going on down there. Well, I'll tell you what. As bad as it is, it's doesn't rival Texas. Let me tell you what they're doing there and what's really going on in these gerrymandered Republican states. The legislation that Texas is about to pass does about six things, and here they are. First, it will eliminate local election clerk jobs. You won't have local election clerks who know the terrain, know the people, they're honest, and they are from the locality. It will then, number two, let the Republican Secretary of State, who is appointed by the governor, Texas and Pennsylvania, let the Secretary of State be appointed by the governor. Here, that's Greg Abbott, the governor, Greg Abbott, right-wing nut. So he will appoint the Secretary of State. And the second piece of legislation is the Secretary of State will appoint the election clerks. Number three, it permits the Republican Secretary of State to overturn the election, any election, in only one county, Harris County, that's Houston, the Democratic county. In other words, the way they crafted it is he can overturn any election in a county with 2.7 people or more. That's Harris County, has 2.7 million people. Dallas County, number two, is 2.6 million. This is a fraud. And then it will they create new election marshals to press charges against clerks they feel aren't criminal charges, that they are not doing their jobs. Not for fraud the way you and I think about it, but they have criminal statutes, for instance, where if you interfere with the line of sight of one of the thugs that they are permitting to observe, that's a criminal offense. And finally, it lets these criminal charges be brought in a neighboring county. In other words, not Houston, some neighboring, you know, Buffalo Hoof County, that kind of thing. They are using criminal law to scare people and deter voting in Texas. Going to a break. Do not hang up. I see you on the lines. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for isolated storms. Lows level off around 45. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs level off around 65. Tomorrow night, lows around 46. Mainly clear Wednesday with a high of 72. 74 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Welcome back to Matson Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Don't hang up. We'll start with Tom McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you bring up a really good point as far as the Republican method or strategies as far as going after DAs. You're also seeing the same pattern in Florida. The governor is going after a DA in a Democrat stronghold that was duly elected by the people. But the Republicans don't like the fact that she's not pursuing the election fraud claims that they insist are there. So they're going to remove her, and DeSantis will be able to appoint his own DA, who will be much more amenable. You see this going on in Montana, and I wouldn't be, you know, I would like to see, it won't happen with the House right now, but Jordan, looking at the weaponization of government, you have to wonder if there is an orchestrated pattern on the part of the Republicans as far as a new front on how they're going to achieve power through voting. And if we go after the DAs and those who would be responsible for investigating and persecuting, we can control the narrative and who we're going to persecute and for what. I really hope that there are some government watchdogs that are keeping an eye on this because, again, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's more than likely a duck, even though the Republicans are going to try and tell you it's a goose. Thank you.
Tom, that's a very good, those are very, very good points. I'll build on that just briefly. The Republicans have a penchant for labeling things and doing them that they themselves are committing. For instance, the weaponization of government, what you've just described is the weaponization of government by these right-wing Republican governors in these gerrymandered states. It's weaponization to yank honest, good prosecutors because they're going to prosecute somebody who committed fraud. And then yourself put somebody else in to prosecute other people who didn't commit fraud. For instance, in Florida, the issue that you're describing is they had a referendum that said that people who, felons, who serve their sentences and so forth can vote. So some of these guys, 20 of them, got letters from the Elections Commission saying you can vote now, and they sent them a ballot. So they voted. Well, it turns out that some of them maybe had a month or two left on their probation, exemplary records, but, you know, and so they prosecuted these guys. One of them went to a jury, and the judge and the jury said, hey, wait a minute, the guy got approval from the Election Commission. What did he do wrong? But the problem is, if you prosecute someone for a felony, even if he wins, you can destroy the guy. In that case, I'm sure it was pro bono. Some law firm did it, but you know, is expensive. And what they're doing around the country is to give the appearance of criminalizing and weaponizing opposition to voting to scare folks and cut down the margins, especially minority districts. That's what they're doing. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Mark?
You know, I just hope that Josh calls, watching what's happened down in Georgia and just going after hammer and tong after the fake electors and all the people that were adjacent to them in this their whole election scheme, that Ron Johnson and Fitzgerald and Troupas or whatever the heck the guy's name is, it's on the ethics thing now, is that what happens when it gets to the point that Republicans had better be watching out if they smell almonds when something gets served up to them? Do they want their revolutions French or, you know, as down in Florida, they apparently do when they're eating cake, when they're having people arrested, that, at the one location there. I mean, I'm not calling for that, but I mean, I just wonder what happens when the left becomes the monster they think the left is and comes after them with the same tactics that they're using now. That I'm not calling for violence, but I mean that you push people far enough, it's going to happen like it did in France in the late 18th century, and that that it didn't turn out too
things.
Well for the guys that thought they're going to.
Hold on, Mark. Hold on. There are two things that George W. Bush did some of this in when he was president 20 years ago. What he did was there was a guy named Seligman, who was governor of Alabama. Democrat, and they arrested him and sent him to prison for a long time because he had appointed somebody to a commission or something who had made a contribution to a charity. He hadn't given it to Seligman, to a charity. The Seligman was promoting, and it was some sort of good nonprofit charity. Now, when you do that, you have Republicans who basically are giving money to Clarence Thomas personally, and the governor of Alabama went to prison for a number of years because a donor whom he, a Democrat, appointed to a commission of some sort had given money to a nonprofit. That is that criminalizes being a Democrat, frankly, in Alabama. And it was a miscarriage of justice. Bush did it, and Bush around the country scared, he used Republican prosecutors to go after people and scare them. He did it. The Republican Party, they talk about weaponizing government. They weaponize government. They weaponize government to commit fraud. This fake committee of Jim Jordan's about weaponizing government is itself a fraud. Now, I'll give you another example. Everybody out there and Tom McFarland, and you guys have all talked about Florida, Texas, Georgia. How about Kansas? This is unbelievable. Kansas, gerrymandered state, fortunately has a Democratic governor. I don't know how she got in. Gerrymandered state had a procedure where you call up and you say, I want a ballot. And they go, okay, what's your name? Matt Flynn. What's your address? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. They type it in, fill it out, send you the ballot, and then you send it back. Kansas made it a crime to pre-fill the ballot that way, even with information given when you applied for the ballot. Fortunately, a federal judge down there overturned that. That says a violation of due process, they said. A crime. But all of these states, Kansas, Montana, Texas, Florida, Georgia, are criminalizing seeming good faith things and seemingly innocuous things because they want to inject uncertainty in Democratic voters, especially minority Democratic voters. Because if you think there's a chance that you may be even unfairly, especially unfairly, prosecuted for voting, you can say, no, I'm not going to vote. What the hell? I don't vote. And it cuts down turnout. That's what's going on. That is what is going on. And the Voting Rights Act, which was gutted 5-4 in Shelby County v. Holder, 5-4, you know who the one vote was? Clarence Thomas. He was on the take. He was on the take in the Dobbs case. And he was on the take in Citizens United. 5-4, all of those 5-4 stripped away a lot of our freedoms. We'll talk about it a lot more next time. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, sign off for today. Be back same time, same place tomorrow.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
You are listening to WAUK, 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.